This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lost more than 6,000 jobs in the private sector in March. CPR Sarah Mulholland has the latest numbers from the state labor department.
March's losses are the biggest monthly drop in more than 2 years. That could mean that layoffs at large companies like Amazon and Facebook are starting to show up in Colorado's jobs numbers. But state economist Ryan Gedney says the numbers are not straightforward. The unemployment rate actually declined last month.
It does complicate our ability to read and understand the state's labor market status through 2023.
While the private sector lost jobs, the government added jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
People looking for a new life in Colorado could get some help under a new state law. People with green cards, refugees, and some other immigrants have one less obstacle to sponsoring relatives who want to come here. The new law undoes a restriction that said immigrant residents could not sponsor people if they get public benefits. Wesley Brockway is an immigration attorney.
Those public benefits are vital for people, for health care, for housing assistance, for a number of different things.
Brockway says Colorado is the last state in the U.S. that blocked immigrants who got such benefits from sponsoring relatives. The change takes effect in August. A reward for information connected to the death of a 20-year-old woman has been increased to $17,000. The Arvada woman was struck by a rock thrown through her windshield last week. Investigators believe the person who threw the rock did the same thing to at least five other cars. Schools will need to do more planning on how to best use Safe to Tell, the anonymous service for students to report bullying and other concerns. A bill headed to the governor will require schools to lay out their best practices for how they handle those reports. This is CPR News and KRCC.